Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sigh no more, lady, sigh no more, be you blithe and bonny, converting all those sighs of woe into hey, nonny, nonny. This is Pistol Shrimps Radio.
The only escape room podcast where a bunch of people with masks come up to you and ask you to do stuff. Oh, wait, that's Sleep No More, not Sigh No More. Is Sleep No More an escape room?
I've never seen it. Maria saw it.
I won't see it.
Is it still playing?
I'm sure it is.
I'm sure
it's now the watered down, diluted ninth cast.
I don't think you could get me to interactive theater anymore. I'm almost 50.
Yeah. I just turned 45.
Yeah.
If I go to a show, I want to sit down and watch it.
I think. The upside of aging is that you hit certain milestones where you go, don't have to do that kind of thing anymore.
But I would do an escape room because it's puzzles.
Oh, I like escape rooms.
Sure.
Yeah.
But why is it that I like theater and I like escape rooms, but Sleep No More? I almost called it Sigh No More.
That's fine. Speaking of theater, that's from Much Ado About Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, why is it that I'm turned off by the combination? I like peanut butter and I like jelly, and I like a peanut butter and jelly.
So it should stand that you liked Sleep No More.
This is Pistol Shrimps Radio, the Sleep No More criticism podcast, the show where we criticize an interactive theater experience that we've never done or know anything about, really.
Or never will do, in my case.
But isn't the draw that it's different every time and you can go in different rooms?
That's not a draw to me.
It must be prohibitively expensive to keep that show running.
I don't know. I have a bachelor's degree in technical theater, scenic design,
yeah.
A master's degree in performing and directing. You'd say that's pretty well-rounded for theater, right?
Yeah, I have a degree in acting myself.
I don't really like going to theater. Unless it's like a Arcadia by Tom Stoppard. Oh,
you'll sit through that slop?
What do you mean slop?
I was in that show, yeah.
Boy, I love that play. That's my
favorite long
play.
It's a long
one. But it's good long.
It's good long?
I think so.
What do you think your least favorite play is? I know what mine is, but why don't you go first?
Possibly Rent.
I think mine's Barley Kid by Ranch Timblett.
Oh, that is bad. And you know what? Now that you mention that, I forgot the play by Edward Albee. Stooge Guy.
Awful. What was he even? I mean, it's like he got paid by the word.
I think he passed out in a puddle of ink and he had a pen up his butt.
Yeah.
He just scooted along.
I am not a fan of REO Speedwagon's jukebox musical.
Neither am I, because they're all in.
Heard it from a friend with an exclamation point.
Yeah. They're all in it. It's just them.
It's just an REO Speedwagon concert. How dare they?
The only exception for jukebox musicals is Jukebox musicals is Rammstein's.
That was surprisingly great.
Yeah.
This is Pistol Shrimps Radio. My name is Mark McConville.
And so is mine. But if you change every letter to Matt Gourley.
So you have to do that.
You have to put it together.
I am not doing it for you.
ColecoVisions.
What if the guy who said you have to put it together had to put it together for everyone? He was sort of the Santa Claus of toy assembly and had to go house to house, apartment to apartment, assembling the USS flag and other toys.
Then the commercial went, and USS flag from G.I. Joe. I have to put it together. Get in line, stupid. I can't be there until Christmas 1994.
Take a number, Timothy.
Dalton. Why are you too old to play with this? But Honestly, you're the best Bond that never got a good Bond movie.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Who's the worst Bond that did get a good Bond movie?
I mean, Lazenby, possibly. A lot of people like him. I like him, but he's not great.
But is that movie good?
Really, yeah, it's really good.
Huh. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, on Pistol Shrimps Radio in the past, we've done some things like, let's say, called recreational basketball games for the Los Angeles Women's Recreational League team, the Pistol Shrimps.
That's how this whole thing started.
Then we went mini golfing with members of the team. Then we were at the Scripps National Spelling Bee,
calling the play-by-play.
And interviewing members of the team that puts on the spelling bee and children who were really good at spelling words.
Then we did a play-by-play of the REO Speedwagon Jukebox musical.
Yes.
Heard it from a friend who...
I'm thinking there's stuff that we did that I don't remember. Oh, we did the Virgin Atlantic Airlines
minute by
safety
minute.
Video minute.
We did the Shrimps Holiday Christmas White Elephant.
We did play by play for the White Elephant gift exchange.
We did the red carpet of the Pistol Shrimps documentary premiere.
This podcast really has stretched.
It evolves. It adapts.
Yeah.
It's like a cockroach.
Do cockroaches adapt?
Well, how else would they be here?
Aren't they just built properly?
But isn't that a perfect adaptation?
Are they still adapting?
Everything's adapting.
Always?
Always.
Rocks?
Well,
I guess erosion.
I meant organic.
Organic life. Things.
Yeah. Anything living within the realm of evolution.
Sentient.
I don't think rocks mutate genetically.
No, they just erode.
Doesn't
or
even
grow.
Have to be sentience. Like a jellyfish doesn't have sentience.
Do you say sentience or sentience?
I don't know. Is it tangentially or tangentially?
I think it's tangentially.
I think you're right, but I think I say it wrong a lot.
Yeah. Jellyfish adapt?
All organisms.
What's the adaptation? Are their tentacles getting longer? Are they getting smaller,
it's done
bigger?
On a gene level. So,
yeah.
You know, one is just born with a random mutation and it happens to help a little bit.
And so that mutation gets passed on to the next generation and the next generation.
Yeah.
Till it's irrelevant and another mutation is...
Not till it's irrelevant, but till something adds to it.
Right.
And then junk DNA can get passed along with good DNA.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that about the hairy ass?
Excuse me?
They say that the genes that give someone a hairy ass are junk DNA that happen to be latched on to the same genes that make people fast runners. So it's more common for a fast runner to have a hairy ass.
Okay. So hairy ass, move fast. Smooth butt, slow rut.
That's exactly right. And what's crazy is the slogans were invented first. Then they found the reason for it.
But they use junk DNA to pass it on.
That's what natural selection does.
Okay.
This is Pistol Shrimps Radio. We're here for a Christmas episode.
I didn't know this.
I didn't either.
It's December.
Yeah.
What's today's date? The 9th?
The 9th. I know
because
I have a Lego advent calendar.
Every day of December, you're pulling out one Lego?
Up to the 24th.
And then on the 24th, you have a 24-piece Lego thing?
No, that's not how it works.
How does it work then?
Each one is a little mini kit.
Mini kit.
It's Star Wars Lego. So it's like a tiny little land speeder. Or today I got C-3PO who's wearing a Christmas sweater with R2-D2 pictured on it.
This sounds like a thing that you would very much enjoy, Matt.
It is.
But do they all go together when it's over?
No, it's a bunch of little things. I mean, it's Christmas.
So you have 24 individual Christmas Star Wars things.
And it's Lego, three things that I love.
Yeah.
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 I mean, the only way this could be improved if they did like a Christmas Lego John Le Carre advent calendar.
With Rammstein jukebox musical music on top of it.
Yeah. Is it Rammstein or Rammstein?
It's Rammstein.
Well, if we're going with the German, it's Rammstein.
Huh. Can you name one? Oh, I can name one Rammstein song.
I can name them all. Can you name any of the members of the band?
No.
Lewis?
Mm-hmm.
Poopoo,
mm-hmm.
Gucci, mm-hmm. and Tano's.
And they have that song, Du Hast. That's the one song I know.
Do you know what that means?
No.
It means you have.
What a dumb name for a song. We're here to do a Christmas episode in the beginnings of December to get your holiday whistle wet.
Yes.
We're to taking get your eggs nogged.
To get your Yule-tided.
To get your wreath hung by the chimney with care. Is that what you do with a wreath? Your stockings. Stockings. Yeah. Your wreath goes on the door. Do not put your wreath trimmed, next.
You get your wreath hung.
Yeah.
You get your...
You might put some Christmas lights on your house.
Yeah.
You might put some on your apartment. You might put some on your car.
Mark, I put some Christmas lights up in the most complicated fashion.
Why did you do that?
Well, I built them into these wood pieces that are painted the same color as our eave.
Uh-huh.
And I put hooks on the back of the eave, pegs, and hooks on these hinged pieces of wood with the lights individually drilled through the wood, spaced kind of like you'd see like on a house in Main Street in Disneyland.
Sure.
And I thought, oh, I'll just get a ladder. These are all hinged. I pop them up. They hook onto the back of the eave. Easy peasy.
Nope.
Not very easy.
It's never easy.
Looks like $1 million.
Yeah.
Probably created more problems for myself.
I've got our lights down to a science.
And are they already up this year?
Yes.
Wow.
I put them up in November.
Yeah.
Right out the weekend of Thanksgiving. That's just went, nice. Let's just get these up. So I got to give a nice little free advertisement to True Tone Bulbs.
Oh, they're the best.
LED.
You rocking
C9 LED lights. You can run.
But you wouldn't know they're LED.
You really wouldn't. They're multicolored. I have the multicolored.
They're painted C9 bulbs.
So I have
classic,
this issue.
Vintage.
Where if you were to look at my house and you were to go around the front and then our driveway has a little sort of porte-cochere.
Oh.
A little covering.
Okay.
The lights go around it and then they stop about 2 feet short of the wall.
Oh,
it's sort of, but I have to sort of choose where I want it.
Right.
Because if I start the lights where I start them now, it ends a little short.
Yeah.
But if I were to start the lights, maybe two lights around this corner on the other side of the house, then that part of the house is naked.
That's a major
and I'd rather tuck,
dilemma.
I'd rather tuck the short end behind the house where nobody but my wife and I are looking.
That makes perfect sense.
But I think on my wife's coat of arms, if you were ever to do home improvement or any sort of project where often people will get 90% done with a project and realize, oh no, I don't have enough lights to extend to the wall or whatever. Yeah. And they'll just say, oh, you're never going to notice. And I think my wife's coat of arms would say, fuck you. I'm always going to notice.
I'm similar. I can understand that.
Yeah.
I had,
and I did use coarse language because that's how intensely she feels about it.
So what did you end up doing?
I did short behind the little wraparound on our driveway.
But more people will notice that?
Less people will notice that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But personally, when you wash dishes and look out our kitchen window, you can see.
That's the big trade-off. Do you do it for the public or do you do it for yourself? Because sometimes you can't have both.
Also, it's a more secure hang if I do it the way it's done now. But I've done it this way every year because I have these little plastic clips. We have Spanish tiles on our roof.
Yeah.
And the clips just go right on them.
I'm jealous.
But I'm up, you know, I'm up probably 15, 20 feet in the air on a ladder.
I get you. I know we got a real tall part of our eaves. The other thing is I built this thing and finished it and then the lights stopped working.
No.
And I glued them all in.
Oh.
I had to rip them out, in some cases drill them out.
What was the problem? Fuse?
Nope.
Bad cord?
Just when I bent part of it that was hinged, it stretched the string and ripped it.
Oh, you just had it ripped on.
It was my own dumb mistake. And then I also had to do a bunch of math to fit 100 lights in a 26-foot section at three different angles. So I had to really, and I'm not a math guy.
No, none of us are.
There's not a single math person on this planet.
They all died.
By doing math.
Yeah. So
math's a killer. It'll kill
you. If you're considering doing math,
don't do it. Go into spelling. Be a professional.
So you ripped the cord and that was the problem because you need a cord to be intact for electricity to go through.
So I ordered a new batch of Twinklies, which I'd put up there with True Tones. If you're not going vintage, go Twinkly.
Oh, Twinkly. Yeah. I know you like them.
You can map them with your phone. So whatever configuration you put them in, like let's say it's on a Christmas tree and they're kind of randomly sporadic, you put your phone up to it, it maps them. So you can do like cascading lights from the tip of your tree, like a line of white snow will fall down. It's really great. Plus you can do like warm light. You can change all the temperature of the light, the speed of it all.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Is there any way that I could just like insert like a 70 skin flick for like one frame on my Christmas tree, just like in Fight Club where they talk about.
Why don't you take a look at my Christmas tree?
Is that where I got the idea?
Yeah.
Got
it. We're rocking frame 168 of Behind the Green Door. And then I built.
Oh, you got more
three-dimensional snow to hang off our eaves and pergola. Three-dimensional snow. Out of wood.
Oh.
Carved snow caps that's like, you know.
Yeah.
And icicles and stuff like that. This is something we're doing because we can't really decorate much inside.
Because you got a tyke.
We got a Roomba vacuum of a child that if anything is below wainscoting level, it will be eaten or stolen.
What about Garth's cotting level?
That's typically higher, so it's okay.
Yeah. I will say one more thing about True Tone bulbs, big C9s. I have 100 of them, I think.
Yeah.
Well, two things.
They're sold out this year, by the way. I couldn't get any.
Oh, yeah. As soon as you see that they're available, you got to put an order in and just make the investment. Because here's why. When I didn't have the LED bulbs, the fuse would go every 3 days. Yeah. I was going to a hardware store and buying fuses and climbing a ladder and replacing the fuse.
Forget it.
And now, not an issue.
Not an issue.
I also found out I'm buying strands of 25 lights and then plugging them and then tucking the plug up in the tiles to try to hide it.
Plucking the tug.
You can buy just a length of cable with C9 bulb inserts. I don't know what you'd call them.
Don't even have to use their brand.
Well, you can buy it. You can buy it. They're called
candelabras.
I need 110 plugs.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you or 106. You can get a strand.
Is that not the solution to your problem?
It probably is, but then I got a random amount of lights and I have to get.
You can buy them individually.
I do have individual ones. I bought an extra box because I knew I was going to have spares because I'm a clumsy klutz on a ladder and I often drop and break a bulb or two.
So it doesn't sound like you got a problem. You just got to do it.
No, I won't do it.
That's a problem.
I am threatened by the long strand of 100 bulbs. That's just one continuous strand. That is terrifying to me.
Why?
Just because it's easier to handle the ball of cord.
I see.
Anyway, put lights wherever you can put them. That's maybe the message of this segment of Pistol Shrimps Radio.
Segment? That's all the time we have for this episode.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What are we doing on this episode?
I don't know, Matt. Look, I will say this. We went through all the things we've done, but one thing we didn't really talk about is we've been answering emails one by one.
Yeah. Is that this episode or are we doing a special break from that? And just talking so everyone can listen. And we'll explain what you mean.
Well, I did go to the P.O. box and we did get a piece of paper mail.
Oh, so maybe we should do just that person?
I don't know. Do you want to do an episode for this person and an episode that everyone can listen to? Or do you want to have this be the segment that everyone can listen to? And then after that, it's just this person's episode.
Okay, why don't we make this and everybody gets to listen?
Okay.
And then we'll do a shorter episode after because, as I said, I got to go get a haircut.
You got to go get a haircut.
Yeah, and we're taking the wife and daughter to float.
In a pool?
No, it's a
root beer.
It's a, yeah.
Is it a root beer place?
Yeah.
Called Float.
Yeah, sandwiches and root beer. It's in that amazing Burlington Arcade.
Oh, you love that
lake
place.
Lake area, yeah. Lake South Pasadena.
Not I
South
think Pasadena, I maybe know Float.
South Lake District. What?
I think I maybe know that
well,
place.
Well, they have a great barbershop there. Shout out to Boathouse Barbers. And it just looks like you're in like an English arcade. I think it's named after an English arcade, not video arcade.
Yeah.
Classic. Round, you know, like curved windows. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got a haircut once in my 40s. I let my hair grow and just said, what if I went to a barber and I realized what a tragic waste of money that was?
Yeah.
And then I just started cutting my own hair again.
Yeah.
I tried it. I tried to be just a regular Joe who goes to a barber. Not that you're a regular Joe that goes to a barber.
Oh, I'm a regular Joe who goes to a barber.
I've been cutting my own hair for a long time.
Yeah.
Because there's not much there. That. Yeah, it's a decent way to go.
Yeah.
Also, Matt, if I'm going to do a haircut, it's usually body hair. And I just realized and read somewhere, I don't know where I read this, but remember in Super Ego where you're like, I'm a cool teacher, I sit backwards on the toilet?
Yeah.
That is a trimming tip that somebody on the internet said, that if you're going to trim the front of your body hairs, you can trim them right into the toilet sitting backwards like the cool teacher. Mm. How do you feel about a bunch of hair going in your toilet?
Well, I guess that's better than any other place, because even a trash can is just going to look like a dead tribble.
Aren't you going to? Well, I just feel like normally I just let it go. I have tile floor and then I just vacuum up whatever business is going on.
You can always get it all, though.
No, it sure doesn't.
Yeah, see, I think that's...
We also have a cute dog whose hair is everywhere all the time. And so it's like mixing with her hairs. Yeah, it's bad.
See, what I tend to do is buy one of those giant like canvas painter's tarps and go out in the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm.
Completely undress.
Yeah.
And just I do like nitrous, where I just spray every hair on my body with nitrous and then I break it off.
And then do you do like a VIP ticket package and a general admission ticket package?
Not typically, because what I do after that is go door to door and show the neighbors how good it worked.
Oh, but the crowd doesn't gather like I imagine they do in my head?
I think it's out of respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are some hot Christmas gifts this year, Matt? What kinds of things... Do you think people are maybe looking to buy?
What's the Furby of this year?
What's the buzz on the holiday gift scene?
Oh boy, that's a good question. I mean, I can only tell you what's going on in my house.
Yeah. Is it going to spoil things if Amanda listens to this, or more importantly, if Glenn listens to it?
It's more about Glenn. I think Amanda and I have reached the point where we're just like three gifts each for each other. No big deal. This is all about Glenn.
Yeah. You can turn those tables. That's more fun, right?
Yeah. But yeah. I said, I want one of my gifts to be 100 gifts.
The old genie wish.
Yeah, it works.
You think genies get mad at that, or are they like, nah, this is smart.
Do you think they get mad at it because it's kind of hackneyed? Like, yeah, I've heard it a million times. And by the way, my name's spelled GEANNIE.
Yeah, and I dream of myself.
Yeah.
That's probably a top dog for hackneyed genie wish.
Yeah.
Don't you think you got to get weird?
Yeah.
Also, with a genie, you got to get it spot on. It has to be a precise wish.
What are some wishes that a genie, like, I remember when I used to do I Was There Too, I'd try to think of questions that the person hasn't been asked a million times.
Yeah.
With a genie, it'd be like, one of my wishes is I would like you to grant a wish that you think I might like.
Oh, you're going to try to turn it on the genie.
And then I'd say, one wish, genie, is for you. Get something good for yourself.
Here's a little tip.
Yeah.
I only need two things.
I tuck that wish in their lapel pocket.
I need a speedboat and a never-ending pint of Guinness.
A go-fast boat?
Do you know that joke?
What?
There's an Irishman, the genie grants a wish and he says, three wishes. And the Irishman says, I wish I had a pint of Guinness that never emptied. And he looks down and there's a pint and he drinks it and it fills right back up as soon as he puts it back down on the bar. And he goes, genie, two more of those.
Pretty good.
Probably that never ending pint of Guinness. That'd be an okay Christmas gift if you could figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't want anything. I have too much. I want to get rid of stuff.
Yeah. I'm in that place too. Well, I want the things I love, but I don't know. There are things I don't want around, but I don't want to get rid of. Does that make sense? I want, you know what I want, Jeannie? I want a rent-free storage container.
That's a thing a genie could do, right?
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Except it's not. It's really, you're just punting.
That's fine. I'm okay with that. I just don't want it on the property.
Do you think you're going to ever need it again?
It's not even need it. It's emotional attachment. I have certain things I'm emotionally attached to.
That you just can't bring yourself to say goodbye.
And I'm not a hoarder. There's not a ton of it. But there are some, you know, things from my childhood that I don't know. For some reason, I want to burden my grandchildren with them.
Yeah, I'm ready to shed some stuff. I would love to just have 5 pieces of clothing to wear.
Did I ever tell you about that? I did that once one summer.
You just wore the same thing?
I
kind of do it already.
I was going to do Shakespeare in Sand Harbor, Nevada, in Lake Tahoe. Summer Shakespeare.
Sand Harbor.
I did this 2 years in a row.
Is it for land speeders?
This is a wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Yeah.
And I just said to the people I was rehearsing with all summer before we went, I said, this is it. I'm going to wear these 3 shirts. Get used to it. I would wear a different white undershirt.
Okay.
And there were 3 button-up short sleeve shirts. Yeah. I said, this is all you're going to see me in. So let's not even.
Don't freak out.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And it was great. The 3 shirt system.
And it was good. Did you stink?
Did I stink?
Yeah.
No, because I would wash them. But oh, yeah. I was never wearing them against my flesh, you know?
Sure. Yeah. I wear the same general thing all the time.
Oh, me too.
And then I just look at the things that I don't wear and go, why do I still have these? I don't wear them.
I do that.
But I can't.
I know.
I can't do it. I can't get rid of it because I think I might need this Bumblebee costume.
Yeah, you will.
But I don't. I don't need it. I'm never going to the Honey Festival ever again.
I just heard open casting call for Bumblebee Tuna. Is that a bumblebee noise?
No.
Did you get rid of it?
I just don't want to ever use it again.
Oh, sorry.
Bumblebee costume. That's the thing you could ask a genie for.
But you're talking.
What if you just burned a wish with a funny thing of just like, all right, genie, I'd like 1 jar of mayonnaise.
I bet the genie would appreciate
it. It's a nice regular sized jar of mayonnaise.
Less work for him, I would assume.
Or her.
The name's pansexual.
Is it?
Genie?
Are genies genderless?
That's a good question.
Genie the genderless genie was granting wishes around the town.
Is your bumblebee costume the little insect or the transformer we've come to know and love?
Genie the genderless genie gave me a jar of mayonnaise.
And Genie the genderful genie gave me a vagina and a penis he had on surplus.
Yeah, let me go back in the warehouse and see if I can find a couple of vaginas and penises.
I got a bunch on me. Basically, what looks like a tutu is just a 360-degree belt of schlongs. And under each schlong is a vagina. And each schlong can mate with that vagina. And I can have just a copious amount of litters.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Life finds a way. I'm like those Jurassic Park frogs that fuck themselves.
Life did find a way, didn't it?
Yeah. It certainly did for that franchise, even though it's dead on the vine.
Are there hot holiday movies coming out, Matt?
Well, there's Violent Night.
Yeah. Oh, that looks fun.
That looks pretty fun. I did make a watch list for this. For this winter.
Oh, because you've been slammed up against it.
Work-wise.
Yeah. I also am behind on media consumption overall.
Oh, but I'm now in the throes of it and I'm loving it.
Yeah.
First of all, big World Cup head guy here.
Yeah. Can you believe Neymar got that goal and then Croatia tied it up in extra time and then won on penalties?
Before we started recording. Did you watch that?
Yeah, but that's all. I also cried. I cried when Morocco beat Spain.
Oh yeah. And there
I just was so happy for them.
With Portugal, it's going to be exciting.
I'm a big puddle boy these days. I just cry about whatever.
They're such underdogs. I'm always rooting for the underdog.
You have to, don't you?
Yeah.
Who's the overdog?
France. Well, Brazil, but they're
gone. They lost. If you haven't watched it yet, we're sorry that we spoiled it for you.
France just seemed kind of mean.
Who do you like, though?
I like Netherlands because they've never won a cup.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm big into Morocco because they're such underdogs. Mm-hmm. And then England's going up against France, so I got real soft spot for England there.
I will always be a fan of the Netherlands. I've never been there, and I would like to go there. But a long time ago, we did, some comedy friends of mine in another lifetime did Fantasy Tour de France, where you could pick...
Wow.
Bikers in the Tour de France to win. And I did the van team. I picked all bicyclists that have van in their last names.
And it turns out
they're all Dutch, except for maybe two who were.
A classic movie star, Van Johnson.
That's right.
Yeah. And
in Los Angeles.
One was just a van who was immediately disqualified.
Yeah, that didn't go so great. I did pretty well. Turns out they know how to ride a bike in the Netherlands.
She loves her biker like an icon, slowly watching precious water slip away.
This seems like a real song.
It is. Paul McCartney.
Oh.
From the 90s. Loves her biker like an icon. Come on, Paul.
I mean, it's 30 years after his primo songwriting days.
Yeah, but it's still 30 years ago.
Shit.
Okay, if we're going to do a second episode,
we got to get on it.
Is there anything else we need to cover in this episode?
Because
we covered everything we wanted to cover.
Yeah, genie wishes.
Weenie jishes.
And that's all we needed to do.
You got any weenie jishes? So bad you can't sit down sometimes.
Most of the time I can't sit down.
Most of the time I can't stand up. Rah, rah, rah. Sit down, stand up, fight, fight, fight.
This is Pistol Shrimps Radio.
All night, night, night.
If you want to, you can email the show at pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. There's a social media account for this show, but it's pretty spiderwebby at this point.
Appropriate
for Christmas. It's more Halloween because there's not a lot going on.
If you want to get your email answered on a podcast episode, no joke at this point, 5 to 10 years from now, if you want to make that long-term investment,
Matt and I either have to have a serious go at answering some emails, which I don't think is in the cards. I mean, maybe it is. And we can talk about this.
Maybe
after
in our retirement, I have said that I think Pistol
you're going to go long with
audience
this.
Is the podcast audience. I want to die. With.
I got to start eating vegetables so that I live that long.
I'm the older one.
Yeah. In number.
I don't think so. Have you seen me lately?
I don't know. I can't stand up straight these days.
There's a little nickname for me around the house.
Uh oh.
Fat Daddy.
Well, they call me Chunk Uncle, so.
I'm the Pudgy Budgy.
We need to read more of your emails because there are a lot of them.
Right.
But if you want to add to the pile, pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com, you can follow us on social media. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. I think that's it. Are we on Be Real?
What's Be Real?
Oh, don't.
I know we're on Parler and Truth.
Be Real is it's the social media app of the year, Matt.
That's not Hive?
No, Be Real is, it will send you an alert at a random point during the day and you take a picture of what you're doing and then the self-facing camera also takes a picture and that gets posted. You post once a day and everybody that you're friends with also posts at the same exact time. Wow. I might get an alert during this.
Fuck off.
And it just seems like, why am I doing this?
Why are you doing this?
I don't know. I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense. But I won't stop doing it for Pistol Shrimps Radio. That's not true. I'm not going to do it for that.
You should.
You can also mail the show a piece of mail like this person did. It's Mark McConville, P.O. Box 41284, Los Angeles, California, 90041. Go ahead, send pieces of mail. I check that P.O. Box every now and again whenever I have to go to the
This is a long-term podcast. It's a long game we're playing here.
Yeah.
Yeah. We really should do that idea we've been percolating forever.
I thought we kind of had to not do it because of some of the potential legalities.
I bet we could just not care.
Yeah. I mean, sure.
I think it's fun. I actually went to one of these places recently. Mm-hmm. And when I originally went there, I thought, oh, this will never work. But I went at a time of day It was around lunchtime.
That you'd have to do that. You'd have to do.
It was quieter.
Yeah. And you'd have to do weekday. Possible. I've also been to one of these places during the day, during a weekday. That's when you'd have to
yes.
go. Because yeah. it's not quite silent, but it's damn close.
It's good. It's kind of perfect. I think we should try it and just backdoor pilot it into the Pistol Shrimp
backdoor
feed.
Backdoor pilot it.
You know what I mean?
Wait, so wouldn't a backdoor pilot be sort of like Maria Blasucci's show called Absolutely? Where like she gets a whole episode of just answering questions absolutely with platitudes.
That could be, but no, I mean.
Isn't that what a backdoor pilot is though?
That's the same thing as what we would be doing.
But we're us and we're just doing this in a different.
Okay. It's a spinoff.
Yeah. We've really built this up.
It's like, you know what it is?
Uh-huh.
It's Bosch Legacy. What Bosch Legacy is to Bosch.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.